Section 3. Controls, Indicators and Equipment. Introduction. Hands and feet are used to operate and control a motorcycle. You must know the location and operation of the primary controls and be smooth and precise when using them. The controls and equipment described here are for motorcycles with a gasoline-powered engine and a manual transmission. Some motorcycles have an electric motor and/or automatic transmission. Primary controls. There are 6 primary controls. You should know the location and function of each control. You will practice using these on the range. Handlebars. Used to control direction of the motorcycle. There is a hand grip on each end. Throttle. The right hand grip, which rotates to control engine speed. To increase engine speed, twist it toward you, roll on. To decrease engine speed, twist it away from you, roll off. The throttle springs back to the idle position when released. Clutch lever. In front of the left hand grip. It is operated with the fingers of the left hand. The clutch mechanism connects power from the engine to the rear wheel. The lever is squeezed in to disconnect and eased out to connect. When the clutch lever is squeezed in, there is no engine power going to the rear wheel. Scooters and some motorcycles do not have a clutch lever because they have an automatic transmission. Gear shift lever. On the left side of the motorcycle in front of the left footrest. It is operated with the left foot. Lift up firmly and release to go to a higher gear. Press down firmly and release to go to a lower gear. It shifts one gear with each lift or press, and only needs to move up or down an inch or so. When released, it returns to its center position for the next shift. Most motorcycles have 5 or 6 gears with first gear at the bottom. Neutral is between first and second gear and is selected by either a half lift from first gear or a half press from second gear. Most scooters and some motorcycles do not have a gear shift lever because they have an automatic transmission. Front brake lever. In front of the right hand grip and operated with the fingers of the right hand. Squeeze it in to operate. It is used a bit differently than the clutch lever as it doesn't reach the hand grip, and the amount of squeeze must be adjusted for effective braking. While learning to ride, keep your fingers wrapped around the hand grip for throttle control and so you can learn to reach and squeeze the front brake lever when needed. Rear brake pedal. In front of the right footrest and operated with the right foot. Press down to operate it. Other controls. The location and operation of other controls may vary. The best source of information is the motorcycle owner's manual. Other controls include fuel supply valve, usually under the fuel tank. It controls the flow of gasoline to the engine. Common positions are on, reserve, and prime or off. Reserve allows access to a small amount of fuel after the main supply is depleted. Prime permits direct fuel flow, and the valve should not be left in this position after its use. Some motorcycles do not have this valve because the engine is fuel injected, and gasoline only flows when the ignition switch is on and the engine is running. Ignition switch. Often located near the instrument cluster. Positions include on, off, and lock, and some include a park position. The lock and park positions engage the steering lock and allow the key to be removed. The park position turns on the taillight for better visibility when parked for a short time on the side of the road. The switch may also have an accessory position. Choke control. Located on the handlebars or near the engine. It provides an enriched fuel mixture to help start a cold engine. It also raises the idle to permit the engine to warm quickly. It should be turned off as soon as it is no longer needed. Fuel-injected motorcycles do not have a choke control. Engine cutoff switch. Near the right hand grip and operated with the thumb. It allows you to shut off the engine without removing your hand from the hand grip. Turn signal switch. Usually located near the left hand grip and operated with the thumb. Some signals cancel automatically after a turn or lane change. Indicators and equipment. Motorcycles include indicators that display information. They also have equipment to aid in safe operation and to communicate with others. High, low beam switch. Near the left hand grip and operated with the thumb. It is used to select high or low beam for the headlight. horn button, located near the left hand grip and operated with the thumb. Engine start button, located near the right hand grip and operated with the thumb. Speedometer, part of the instrument cluster and shows road speed. Odometer, part of the instrument cluster and shows miles ridden. There may also be a resettable trip meter, which can be used to display miles traveled since the last fill up or the last stopping point. Tachometer indicates engine speed in revolutions per minute, RPM. It has a red line for maximum engine speed that should never be exceeded. Indicator lights may include neutral, high beam, turn signal, oil pressure, side stand down, and more. Check the motorcycle owner's manual. Motorcycle lights includes headlight, turn signals, taillight, and brake light. Check for proper operation. Be sure that squeezing the front brake lever and pressing the rear brake pedal illuminate the brake light. Mirrors help you see what is behind you. Motorcycles have convex mirrors that are curved to provide a wider view but make objects look farther away. Convex mirrors may reduce the size of blind spot areas, but they do not eliminate them. Side stand supports the motorcycle when parked. Some motorcycles may also have a center stand that keeps the motorcycle upright and more stable, with the rear tire slightly off the ground. This is helpful for some maintenance procedures.